for all the countries and leagues that he's played in around the world, gee, it'd be a great documentary for our next guest, Corey Homicide Williams, to take in his entire journey. That would be worth watching over a few episodes. Homicide, great to have you back on Afternoons.
What's going on, B?
Have you kept a bit of footage? Have you got?
Yes, I have.
So this is what I mean. This would be good.
Working on it.
Is that right? Is that one? Actually, you did. Yeah. I think you mentioned a few weeks ago you had some special projects you were working on.
Yeah. So, the beautiful thing about it is the journey's nowhere near finished. You know, it's just a new beginning, yes. A different chapter.
So it might be a few years before we see the release.
Yeah.
Okay. How many countries?
Well, we're keeping footage.
How many countries, Corey, did you play in again?
About 13 or 14.
Oh, it'd be great footage. It'd be a great documentary. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So don't wait too long.
No, I won't. You got to strike while iron's hot.
Indeed. Hey, I'm enjoying watching the NBL coverage yourself. Dwayne, who'll be back in this chair next week. Gazy, it's good stuff. I mean, we're starting to get a few matches now underway. Obviously, there's a few teams still playing catch-up, but I was just mentioning the Phoenix prior to the news. Back-to-back games against Adelaide in the last few days. They made amends last night and played some really good hoops. What did you make of it?
Yes, they did. What a great game. Obviously, young Josh Giddey didn't play, but they got the win, which is more important. And the team is solid. You know, Mitch Krieger is going to do what he needs to do, and Keith Sykes is the real deal. 5'11", that's potentially the dunk of the year. He's 5'11", and dunked in about a 6'10" guy. Unbelievable. So. You know, look, basketball is back. Everybody's happy, up and about. It was a really competitive round one, and now it's round two, started yesterday. So I'm really just looking forward to this whole season. You know, obviously next month, not looking too far ahead, but next month we have the NBL Cup. So it's all happening. Basketball is back pretty much damn near on every day.
Yeah.
So a lot of NBA. So I'm really excited for this jam-packed schedule. A lot of basketball to be played. This has stepped up a whole nother level as far as talent and competitiveness. So I'm just really, really excited.
So just from a Southeast Melbourne performance last night, I mean, Daniel Johnson, we saw him play a lot of basketball here in Victoria before he went across to Adelaide. He still had the 19 points. He had the 10 rebounds last night. But did you feel like they just sort of curtailed his influence a little bit?
Yeah, DJ's always going to be there. That's the thing. He's the leader. He's been one of the most consistent players in the league. He's a superstar. He's just a quiet superstar. He just goes to work, goes about his business. Into the work session, he's going to eat his lunch, take his break, and then he's going to go back and handle his business and then go home. He doesn't talk a lot, but his game speaks for itself. Mm. Other players are going to have to step up. And that's just what it is, you know, so you can't do it all by yourself, but he's definitely keeping them in a position where they are extremely competitive. So hopefully other guys can step their game up because they're going to need it.
You feel like, Corey, for Adelaide, it's going to be a real up and down roller coaster year. I mean, transitioning to Connor Henry from Joey Wright and quite a new look to their team. I mean, he's admitted that their import, Donald Sloan, has probably under-delivered so far this season. We're only, what, three games in? I mean, do you agree with those comments?
Definitely. A veteran that's played several years in the NBA. You know, and this is why I say, and it sounds funny and stuff, but I'm dead serious when I say this ain't a cupcake league. Don't think because you have NBA on your resume and you've played in the NBA, this is going to be a walk in the park. It's a new day down under. So when I say this ain't a cupcake league, that's a prime example of it.
Yep.
He's under-delivered, and he has to step up or step aside. Josh Giddey starts at the point guard spot. So ultimately, I believe that's what's going to happen. And, I mean, look, we saw what we saw last weekend in round one. Josh Giddey's the real deal. So I would love for them to give him the keys to run the team. And we're going to watch this kid rise to the occasion, exceed expectation, and head on over to America to the NBA next year.
He looks in good shape. And I heard the interview the other night with Warwick, who used to do a lot of radio with us back in another era of SEN, who's, you know, just such a good, solid citizen. I mean, part of that amazing Melbourne Tigers team around, you know, Copeland, Gaze and Bradkey all those years ago. So now to have a son, he must be just be sitting on the edge of his chair, nervous, but also pretty proud. And yeah, you love seeing those sort of stories, don't you? Where you know, a son can emulate and achieve what his father has and make it to the big time.
I mean, when you really think about it, as a parent, right? You want your child to be in the best position to be successful, regardless of what lane it's in. Long as it's positive, and you are a proud representation of our family, we grew you up, we groomed you, and now you are out in the world to become successful. That's just in regular life. So, yep. I mean, it feels even better when your son is a baller like you used to be. And now he's even in the position following your footsteps,
yep.
And he's about to blaze a whole new trail with the direction he's going. So it would have to be a proud father moment every day.
Yeah, a bit to look forward to. We're talking to Corey Homicide Williams, all things NBL, slipping a bit of NBA as well. For Tyre Power, think safety this January. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. I reckon there's one letter in the alphabet that Brian Gorgian wouldn't write down too often. That's the letter L, because he just doesn't know how to lose. I mean, he's 2 from 2. The master coach is back.
He's definitely back. Brian Gorgian, he is exactly who he is. They put that team together in the last couple of months. And for them to put it in last minute and got the result, I know it's round one, I know it's early days, but no one thought that was going to be what the situation was. And, you know, Dang Adele didn't even play, basically played only like 11 minutes in the first game, injured, right? Cam Bairstow doesn't have his legs under him yet. But then you have guys like Emmett Nahr stepping up in game one when they beat Brisbane. You know, Sam Frawling, 19 points. You know, you have your imports. Simon Says So, this guy will be defensive player of the year.
Yep.
You know, if nothing else, they come with grit. They come with energy. They come aggressive. And they come with intensity. That's a traditional Brian Gorgian team, let alone talent and skill. But just imagine what they're going to look like a couple months down the road. They will be in the finals. Brian Gorgian coaching at the helm, doing what he does. Talent speaks for itself. They're going to follow his lead, and they will be in the finals. I look forward to calling the game tonight against Brisbane, Hawks in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. Tip-off at 7:30. What can we expect from another matchup between these two in the early part? Talk from a Brisbane perspective and how they sort of make amends.
Well, Brisbane, between Nathan Sobey had 19 points, but he only had 3 assists,
yep.
Right? I know they slid him over to the 2, but he and Jason Kadee shared that ball distribution responsibility. Jason Kadee had 12 points with 3 assists. So those two guys combined have to at least have 10 assists, at least 5 apiece, because, you know, these are the guys that's handling the balls and making the plays happen. Vic Law, their new import, he did pretty good. Harry Frawling needs to have a better game. He had a double-double. He had 10 points, 12 rebounds, but we need more productivity from the offensive end from him. He played 27, 28 minutes. You got to give me more than 10 points. So they have to be more aggressive, and they're going to have to play really good defense, because the Hawks are going to be up and at him. Obviously, they didn't play their best game and still won. So, you know, anytime you don't play your best game the first time against a team and you win, the second time you're going to make sure you make amends for it. So will Brisbane go 0-2 or will the Hawks go 3-0? We'll see in a couple of hours.
Absolutely. Just back on Brian for a second. I mean, so, you know, he's had his own coaching style for as long as we can remember. Coaches tweak and they adjust and they, you know, they continue to evolve even at the lofty heights of what he's achieved. But have you detected anything just in his courtside manner and, you know, listening in to what he's sort of preaching, the game style? What have you been able to detect? Or is it sort of, you know, what you would expect of Brian Gorgian that was here 11 years ago?
It's exactly what you expect. He's going to control the game. He's going to control the tempo. He's going to dictate how we play this game and figure out the schemes like he usually does, what to attack, where the mismatches are, and then he's going to make you pay.
There you go. He does it so well. Does it better than anyone else. What's your favorite game of the round? I'm just starting to look ahead here at the fixtures coming up over the next few days. If there was one game that you don't want to miss this weekend, what would it be? What's the star matchup?
Well, to be honest with you, there's a couple of games that I like, right? But the one game, I'm just ready to see New Zealand play. That's what I want to see.
Mm.
So, you know, Perth Wildcats, I want to see them play. So there's not just a specific game because, like, it's loaded, man. This round is loaded. So I'm just excited that basketball is back. So this is not a bad game for me to see.
Yep. Yeah, it feels like we've played quite a bit in the last week, and you sort of forget that we haven't actually seen New Zealand or Perth yet. So Perth have got South East Melbourne Sunday in Adelaide to take on the New Zealand Breakers, who have been in Australia the last few weeks, had to get into Tassie and isolate down there. Thank you, Corey. Hey, always great to catch up with you. And, gee, there's a lot to like in the early games that we've seen. It's going to be a fantastic NBL season. I should just quickly ask you, because we've been sort of captivated here in the studio by the double overtime Cleveland win over Brooklyn today, but we saw the big three together, Kyrie Irving come back, and James Harden, Kevin Durant, they all had an influence. Did you take in any of that game? And if you didn't, I mean, just those three and what they can maybe do with Brooklyn this season.
Well, it's going to take some time, but they will be in the finals. They will be in the NBA Finals going against LeBron. And then LeBron's going to lose because the best player in the world is back healthy.
Yep.
That's Kevin Durant.
Yep. Yep. Best player in the world.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
It's good today.
Unguardable.
Yeah. Do you think it's fascinating to watch, isn't it, when you get star players together? And we saw it through the whole Last Dance with Jordan and, you know, the cast around him to make Chicago better, and where, you know, you had to sort of, you know, share the ball, share the spoils a little more. I mean, that it's a fascinating situation to look in from the outside in as to how a coach sort of manages that. I mean, it's tough coaching a team that's got a little talent, but you could argue strongly that it's even tougher coaching a team that's got a star-studded lineup and how you make everyone come together and sync together.
So here's what I think. There's a lot of people who probably be like, well, they all need the ball. It's not going to work because they're all ball dominant. I'm going to tell you why it's going to work. Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. That's the number one option. The number two option would be Kyrie. The third guy is James Harden.
Mm.
Kyrie's option number two, because he's going to have to handle being able to distribute the ball to the guys. That's why he's the most important piece to it all. James Harden loves to pass. He's unguardable, so he has to come in the most humble, the humblest. Why? He wanted to be there with them. Two, that's number one. Number two, he doesn't have any championships. Yep. So how can he come in with his chest out? He can't.
Mm.
So that would take away, well, you know, look, I just want to, and it's kind of like AAU, okay? It's like that junior team that has so many talented, and it's, look, man, let's just play together. I don't want to take the load every night. Plus, it's better for Kevin Durant that James Harden is there, because you don't want him to burn himself out and mess around and re-injure himself early. You get what I'm saying?
Yep, no doubt.
Back to back, sit him down and let Harden rock out and Kyrie.
Mm. The 12 assists for James Harden did a nice job beating Kevin Durant at the 38 and Irving at the 37. So they've combined well, but didn't quite get the win against Cleveland. So a lot of the season still to play out. Thanks, Homicide. Always great to catch up with you. We'll hear you on the radio and see you on the screen as well.
My guy, have a good one.